Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam, a Kalal Mem test, and we're learning Simon Dalet and Simon Hay. So Chayyadam deals with this, the halacha that he starts off with, the halacha that a person can't be mafsik b'dibur, because until the bracha has to take effect. And the question which he's dealing with is the act of swallowing some of the flavor, is the act of chewing, number one, and the act of swallowing some of the flavor, enough of a Hanoa to say that a person has fulfilled the effect of the bracha, and if he speaks afterwards, it's not a hefsek. So he says that a person has to swallow a little amount. A person did not swallow anything at all. It's a tzarachim, so a person cannot go back me sulfic, because could be he's going to be yotze, like the Magen Avraham says. But on the other hand, it's very questionable, really. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that a person should really, very, very important that a person should try and avoid that situation because of the suffix bracha in that situation. Now, the Hayyadim says, nearly the filo loibola rak hatam shamotzas befiv min alisa. You didn't swallow any of the food yet, but as you're chewing, you're absorbing some of the flavor into your saliva, and then you swallow that saliva. So that you've taken the flavor down into our chavurich. The simon should marry b'matemis. That halacha of a woman is tasting the food to see if it needs to see whether it's good or not. Does not need a bracha, even though she's going to. So we said this the case that we're talking about a machlokes b'sharim. Is she allowed to swallow a small amount, or she's not allowed to swallow? But according to the opinion, she's not allowed to swallow. Why aren't we worried about the fact that she still swallows some of the flavor? She doesn't swallow the food, but she swallows the flavor. So, arguably, you see that just flavor alone is not significant. So it's against what I'm saying. I'm saying that flavor is significant. So he says, no, that's different. Why is it different? Shein kamanoso lechila klal el latimo. Over there, the person's intent is not to try and benefit from the food. The person's intent is to taste it and see what it needs for the cooking purposes. So in that situation, we say that the flavor which comes is insignificant because it's not a precursor, it's not part of a ma'aseh v'achila. But over here, the part of a ma'aseh v'achila is the flavor which comes with it. So even the flavor becomes part of the ma'aseh v'achila, and you've done a ma'aseh v'achila, your bracha is effective. So that's the difference that he makes. So interesting question which comes up in halacha, based on this thought process, is chewing gum. Chewing gum, a person puts the gum in his mouth and they have no intent at all to swallow it. They're just going to chew it. And since it has flavor on it, they're going to enjoy the flavor and swallow the flavor. So, according to what the Chayyadim is saying, at first glance he says, well, flavor is sufficient for a bracha. On the other hand, he says flavor is sufficient for the bracha when it's part of a ma'aseh v'achila. But arguably over here, it's not part of a ma'aseh v'achila. On the other hand, it's not the same as the case over there of matemis, where the woman is tasting it with klal, not with an intent to try and get the benefit of the item. It's not a ma'aseh hanoah at all. And we are learning halachos of birchas and nehenin, if we haven't noticed till now. So that's not a ma'aseh hanoah at all. So is the main point of ma'aseh v'achila, or the main point of ma'aseh hanoah? So that's the question. So the consensus of the poskim is that a chewing gum, which has sugar in it, so you are absorbing the flavor of the sugar. So you're absorbing the actual sugar. It's not just the flavor of the sugar, but you're actually absorbing the sugar. So that's clearly the consensus of the poskim is that you make a bracha on that. There are some poskim hold on that the no calorie gums, which use these other types of flavoring sweeteners, which have no calories to them, it's like all you're getting is mamash just time without any ma'aseh v'achila, any nutritional benefit at all. So maybe that's different, and you'll have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi what he passes on that. What your local rabbi passes on that point. So that is Simon Dalet. Simon Hey deals with the halacha, a person who's tasting something. Person tastes the food to see if it needs some more salt, etc. He wants to taste it to see, he or she wants to taste it to see if it needs various different flavorings. So he says, you're not swallowing. There's no bracha. Vim b'lev. If a person swallows it, yesh sofik. Kimashen kamenasa lachila. So if it's mechlokes b'shanim, in a case where a person swallows it, not with intent for achila, just because it's part of the tasting process, if you make a bracha. So person, the best solution is to create a vade bracha. The Chayyadam says, by saying, you know what, I might as well eat a little bit. So if your intent is for the purpose of achila, so now you can make a bracha without any suffix. And you'll swallow a little bit. And this way you'll be able to avoid the bracha question. So Mr. Berb does bring down this eighth of the Chayyadim and seems to support it. So that is a good idea. Have a good day.